Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming this afternoon to join the worldwide celebration of Benjamin Britten's 100th birthday. This is his actual 100th birthday. And we are here in no small part due to the tireless efforts of Maestro James Conlin, one of the major advocates of Benjamin Britten's music in the world. For the better part of his illustrious career, he has focused on the music of Benjamin Britten. We also thank the Jonathan Club for generously donating this space for our concert today. Thank you, Jonathan Club. This afternoon brings together three of Benjamin Britten's favorite things. We have music, we have children, and we have the sea. Benjamin Britten lived for most of his life within about a 20-mile area on the coast of the North Sea. All day long today, we are in the end of this day, children starting in New Zealand started singing Friday afternoons. And then to Australia, from Beijing, China, Athens to Gothenburg, Sweden, Marseille to Hamburg, thousands of children throughout Great Britain at 6 o'clock this morning LA time sang Friday afternoons. Then over here in North America, Toronto to Vancouver, Fort Myers to Boston, Massachusetts, Baton Rouge to Salt Lake City, 100,000 children have sung Friday afternoons on Benjamin Britten's birthday. It is my pleasure to introduce a couple hundred of those children here from the Santa Monica and Malibu Unified School District, the combined fifth grade chorus of the Santa Monica Elementary Schools, the women of the John Adams and Lincoln Middle School choirs led by Maestro James Conlin. Here we are to hear Friday Afternoons, Maestro Conlin.